This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, and my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they are at, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, fire firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, all those roughnecks up there, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, and everybody working for Aramco over in Saudi Arabia, thank you for what you're doing, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out our Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can find us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Got all kinds of questions coming in here, and I knew it would start because there some people are watching what we're watching and we've been seeing. They're seeing that Bernie Sanders is apparently ahead in an AP poll, but we'll explain what that is in a minute. 27%, then Elizabeth Warren, 25%, then Pete Buttigieg behind her, and then behind him, Amy Klobuchar, and then Joe Biden in fifth place. Now, that is like a exit poll from the precincts. Is that my understanding of it?
Pretty much. I mean, these are, you know, they do some kind of scientific algorithms on paper. And so that's pretty much what the prediction is. It's certainly not an official, you know, results. But then again, I don't know how Iowa can ever have official results because, I mean, people don't vote out there. They kind of like do a body count.
Right.
and then they have this crazy thing that a candidate has to have 15%.
Correct.
If they don't have 15%, then those that were standing in the designated spot for their candidate, they have to either make a choice of their second candidate or they go home.
Yep.
Now, yesterday, interestingly enough, one particular caucus site had 15% for undecided. So that particular location, the management or the workers, they said, okay, well, we're going to take this delegate then because there's an undecided, and they gave it to Cory Booker, who left the race.
Right.
And in other cases, they do things like by coin toss. They you know, if they can't figure it out, like a three-way tie, then they put three names in a hat and pull it out of a hat. I mean, can you imagine being candidates, you know, Warren or Pete or, you know, any of the others, that they spend thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on Iowa.
Well, here's the thing.
And then things get chosen by a coin toss?
Yeah, here's the thing. I just saw that AP thing pop up again. Klobuchar did not have 15 and number 4, and neither did Biden, number 5. He did not have 15%.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And the DNC does not want Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Warren has filed her complaint because she wanted to be number one, obviously. But, I mean, I think she knows that the DNC doesn't want Bernie, so she's kind of, you know, wheeling her way to be number one. I mean, what? It's a train wreck. That's all I got to tell you. It's a train wreck.
Well, where we go, again, the official word here is Iowa says there's a delay in counting the votes due to the integrity of the results and inconsistencies, which tells me that somebody either loaded up a bunch of votes that didn't have the numbers for the people that were present, or maybe there's an undervote because there were more people there that their votes weren't counted, or something nonsensical going on here. Are the Russians involved in this?
Well, I mean, I don't know how they can be. You know, in this kind of a caucus-style deal, you can't have the Russians on the front side. I doubt very seriously they got inside the app thing, because the app thing wasn't working from the outset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is in one particular gymnasium, you know, when you're in bleacher seats and you got the section where you walk up and down the stairs, steps to, you know, go sit in the bleacher seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one section for Bernie, the second one was for Warren, the third one for, you know, whatever. Well, in this particular gymnasium, Bernie had so many sections that the Warren and the Biden section kept getting moved and moved and moved. So the whole wall ended up being, of bleachers, ended up being for Bernie. Right. And then Biden had he had half of one little teeny section. And then Klobuchar, had like 12, and there was nobody for Warren.
Well, there's a report that in one of these precincts he got 1% of the vote. Don't know which one, don't know where it was, but that's out there. It's been put out there. Okay, so we won't know until tonight, right?
Right.
And probably about the time the State of the Union goes on.
Yeah, all we're doing is discussing their chaos.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see what happens. Now, speaking of chaos...
This is embarrassing for the DNC.
Well, sure. All right, well, hold that thought.
I mean, this is embarrassing beyond words.
You betcha. All right, hold that thought. And by the way, does anybody other than me forget about what happened in 2012 when the Republicans had their caucus in Iowa and Mitt Romney won it, and about a month and a half or so later, they found some inequities there, and they went, uh-oh, wait a minute, and it wound up being Rick Santorum that won it. Wow. Holy smokes. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can find out more about them and the free Gun Today giveaway and a chance to win $25,000 cash by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Now, they've got a new contest going on. They're going to award somebody a little bit later on in the summer $25,000 cash. In order to do it, you got to sign up to register for the free gun, and you're automatically in it when you do that at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. Now, once you do that, then take a look at the opportunity to become a member. They've got three different levels of membership, and should you do that, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA. So, it's all good. It's all good. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo, and take it from there. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the senators today are having a, for lack of better words, conversation session where they can chime in and talk about what they would like to see done or something like that. Is that what's going on today?
I suppose. You know, those that are there, they get to get up and you know, state whatever it is they want to state. So I don't think anybody's going to be paying any attention to that. Because I think all concentration is going to be on either one, the Iowa caucus chaos, or the State of the Union.
Mm.
By the way, I want to say hello to some folks that are chiming in here, because Musa in Tel Aviv is listening to us, and he just chimed in. JT is in Albuquerque. He just chimed in. He said, yep, Captain, you're right. It's snowing. Susan chimed in. She didn't say anything. Joseph up there in Warren, Massachusetts. Hey, Joe, I know him as JR. Hello, JR. How you doing? And Joe, who is in Orlando. Hello, Joe. How are you? Linda, who is in Detroit. And not to be confused with LJ, who's down here in Bradenton. And then we've got Colonel Jim is listening right now. Janet is in there, and Tina is in there, and she's not telling me where she is. And, oh, by the way, good morning to Flip. There's Flip chiming in, waving at us. So there you go. So we covered everybody that's in there at the moment. Now, the other thing is the coronavirus. We understand that the military is prepared to house as many as 1,000 people coming in from overseas. They've readied some facilities. Do we actually have that many coming over here, or are they sheltering in place wherever they're at over there in Southeast Asia?
Well, I think it's based on having them ready, because we are sending flights over and bringing people back. And so those people that we're bringing back have to go somewhere for a 14-day period.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they would go, to the facility, the four facilities I listed on your show last night.
Well, the CDC director has said that he believes that it's going to spread a little bit more in the United States. They're not concerned about what they've seen elsewhere, because China, they still got the influx going on there.
Correct.
Yep. And it looks like that's not slowing down anytime soon.
Well, look, there are some in China that are trying very hard to get information out. One particular person was actually taking videos, and outside one of the medical facilities, there were 8 bodies. And he had sent those videos to wherever he could possibly send them to get them out of the country. And the next thing you know, he's been arrested. He's been taken to prison. So this is what you get with a communist country that controls all media and social media. They do not want this, you know, the real conditions to get out. But it is. And some Chinese here in the United States are, have created some communications connections. Some of these people, and they're trying to get their story out through the United States, through some of their maybe fellow family members or long distance friends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what they're necessarily saying is that it is much, much, much worse in China. Now, here's an interesting thing, because it struck me last night several years ago when I was in Egypt. They don't have a census operation or a means to really count people. And that is, I think, what the case is in China, that there is no checks and balances or kind of command and control of conditions like this. So we could have as many as 20,000 dead in China for all we know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not telling us.
Now, something else that's going on here right now is there was a report from Al-Qaeda that said that this Saudi second lieutenant that did the shooting at the air station in Pensacola was one of their people, and they are claiming responsibility for this. You think they're just blowing smoke here?
I don't know. I did see where Al-Qaeda had claimed some connection to the shooter in Pensacola, but
yep,
they're not offering any evidence. So, but it's interesting that they claimed ownership of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Iran for a minute, because nobody said a lot about Iran in the past few days here. It's kind of, maybe it's quieted down a little, we don't know. But there's been an increase in Iranian activity in Afghanistan now. This is coming from the top commander in Afghanistan. He said that it's posing a risk to American and coalition forces there. Now, Tehran continues to churn things across the Middle East What is it you suppose they got going on there in Afghanistan? Is that Hezbollah?
Well, they were always, no, Hezbollah was in Syria. They always had activities in Afghanistan. They were moving munitions and weapons and so forth. So there's always been that pipeline. So I think what they're really saying, what our commanders are really saying, is they want to keep some things stirred up so they would know that Iran is not going away because of Qasem Soleimani's death.
Hmm. Now, we did something rather strange. We usually don't hear about this in the Caribbean, but we sailed one of our U.S. Navy littoral combat ships, the USS Detroit, conducted a freedom of navigation operation off Venezuela's Caribbean coast within sight of the mainland as they sailed along the eastern side of Venezuela, and this apparently was to not only gather intelligence, but send a clear and definitive message to good old Presidente Maduro that, hey, we're still here.
Yeah, I mean, he knows that. But we've kind of dropped the ball on this thing and removing Maduro. And the reason is because our envoy that was working with trying to remove Maduro failed because of the Russian interference. I mean, we are really virtually not fighting against Maduro and his regime. We're fighting against the Russians. So we underestimated how the Russians played hardball with us. So we don't know where we are with this right now. It's a bad situation, and it looks bad for us.
Okay, now I want to talk with the minute or so we got remaining here about the news from about Rush Limbaugh yesterday. Of course, he's the guru of talk radio for anybody that's on talk radio, and he was said that he was diagnosed with acute lung cancer. Obviously getting treatments for it. He's going to be taking a few days off to find out what it is that they're going to do with him. But what a shock to all the people that listen to him.
And it was also, I looked at media yesterday on this one, and even left-wing media was actually pretty sad about this that I could see. I think mostly because all media, all journalists, all talk show people kind of look to Rush and his operation as a standard, and they should.
Yeah.
It's a very sad thing. Now, I don't want to talk about him in the past.
No.
Nope. Because he's not.
Nope. And hopefully he'll be treated and that'll take care of that. But anyway, he's the standard for that all of us try to set ourselves as to be. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see what she's up to. And I'm going to take a look at the military report when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah! USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the political news this hour, a big delay in reporting the final results out of the Iowa caucuses due to inconsistencies. All of the candidates speaking as the votes being tallied. Former Vice President Biden, with wife Jill by his side, saying, "On to New Hampshire." In the headlines this hour, closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. Conservative radio talk show icon Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer. Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath. Turns out it's lung cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for the next Veterans Military News here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you wherever you're located around the country. We'll tell you all about that in a minute. But check them out online at naa.edu, naa.edu. Be right back. Let's listen to them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more people are not headed straight off to college from high school, the young people, and we know that many of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that in most cases is not going to pay you what you think it is, because what they don't tell you is that when you come out with that trade, you're either going to start out as an apprentice, number one, or you're going to start out as an 80 percenter, number two, especially if you're going to go into a union job. So how would you like the opportunity to come out of
training and make yourself, oh, I don't know, $60,000 a year for 40 hours a week? How would you like that opportunity? Well, here's how you can do it. Go to the website, NAA.edu. That's the National Aviation Academy. Now, they can fill the void that you have and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $60,000 a year or more, because certified aviation maintenance techs are very much in demand right now. So check them out to find out more at NAA.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll get you in the door very, very quickly. Now, the Army, an Army vet, became a cyber Rambo in an alleged Bolivian coup. Now, accusations of voter fraud rose and protests erupted in Bolivia late last year, leading to the resignation of the president, Evo Morales. And some news outlets and social media sites were calling it a coup d'etat, but it might have had something to do with a U.S. Army vet who was cyber savvy, who became a cyber Rambo and got involved in a Bolivian coup online and put a lot of stuff out there. How about that? We'll see. No name supplied, obviously, for obvious reasons. Now, the Army just bumped up its aviation incentive pay rates for the first time in more than 20 years to compete with the civilian market, according to the new pay charts posted by the Army Human Resources Command. That's all good. Also, advanced facial recognition technology could immediately match people viewed from as far as 500 yards away to identity databases, according to a new U.S. Army Research Laboratory electronics engineer, and a new study that they've got, and a new piece of equipment, too. Now, a Navy chaplain is in trouble right now because an emailed advertisement from the base chaplain urging commanders to lead like Jesus has irked dozens of senior leaders at the naval station in Newport News, Virginia, and sparked a demand by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation to investigate the ad and punish those who sent it. Now, I personally don't have any problem with that, but the military does, so here we go. We'll see what happens. Now, the U.S. Navy warship that fired 30 Tomahawk missiles at suspected Syrian chemical weapons sites in 2018, received the USS Arizona Memorial Trophy this week at a ceremony in Norfolk, Virginia. Now, this is the USS Monterey, the Navy's best surface warship this year. And also, the Navy will start testing the drinking water of residents whose homes border Naval Base Kitsap in Washington State to determine whether or not there are dangerous levels of contamination from firefighting foam once used there. And by the way, I said Washington State. It's actually Maine. Once used there at their facility in Maine. Now, the U.S. Navy is desperately trying to get away from shooting down anti-ship missiles with other missiles. And as a result, the carrier Gerald R. Ford will prove useful from the pursuit of alternatives, as they are going to be getting a laser weapon on board that carrier to defend against either aircraft or other ships on the water. We'll see how that works out for the Navy. By the way, in a memo that was sent to the entire Navy, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Smalley compared the development of hypersonic weapons by China and Russia to the Sputnik moment of 1957, outlining a schedule for the Navy to conduct its next experiment on a hypersonic glide body and the technology of such. In addition, the Air Force says that the U.S. Air Force now has been trying to replace its radar since 2008, and now after years of solicitations and lawsuits over contract awards, It has to start all over again to replace the radar and update it in many cases. Also, the Air Force has finally released new images of the stealthy B-21 future bomber, the long-range strike bomber. Now, there are some renditions of it floating around. I haven't seen one yet, but you might see one flying to friendly skies. By the way, calling all Marines, the Marine Corps is on the hunt for a cast of its new recruiting ad. Now, the Marine Corps has put out the call for a few good Marines to star in its upcoming recruiting commercial, expected to be released in the fall of 2020. So if you're interested, contact your CO and see if you can get involved in that. Give you some extra cash, amongst other things, and you'll wind up in the middle of a Marine Corps recruiting ad. Now, from air duct covers to handset protectors to hard-to-get tools and scale model tanks, Marines have been pumping out cost-saving devices at new labs and in innovation challenges that use Shark Tank-style competition to service with good ideas regardless of the rank. And a Lance Corporal has come up with a simple fix that could save the Marine Corps a lot of money when it comes to air duct covers. And we'll see how that works out. By the way, remember the Coast Guard lieutenant who was accused by prosecutors of being a domestic terrorist intent on committing politically motivated killings inspired by a far-right mass murderer who was sentenced to more than 13 years in prison for firearms and drug offenses? Well, apparently he was a white nationalist. He was just acting out his white nationalist views. He plotted a mass murder of politicians and others. Thank God it didn't happen. And he was caught before any of that was able to happen. By the way, he had quite a cache of weapons, too, when they caught him. And a career special operations pilot will become the second highest officer at the Space Force's Space Operations Command, according to a slew of promotions and job changes announced on the 30th of January. By the way, in coming months, physicians at Veterans Affairs Hospitals will start their patient visits with a seemingly mundane but potentially radical question: should someone else be in the room too? In other words, will you get a private room or not in a VA hospital? Oh, did you see the four 100-year-old veterans who served during World War II that were recognized at the Super Bowl for their military service? It was great. I saw the video of it. I didn't see the actual thing, but I saw the video of it. And let's not forget that Poland inked a $4.6 billion contract for some F-35A Lightning II fighter jets from the United States. That's good news. And Lockheed Martin received a $2.3 billion deal for helicopter parts maintenance. That's a good deal for the U.S. Navy. Now, I will be back right after this short break with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, Only Eyes Optical, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, or if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, or a family member of such, if you want some personal attention on all the hype when it comes to your eyes and getting an examination, then why don't you check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique? Now, they are located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, and all you got to do is give them a call at 941-444-7984, schedule an appointment with the optometrist for your eyes to be examined, and then Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price that you have from the big box stores. So if you got an ad with you that says buy one, get one, or buy one and save this or whatever, bring it with you. Give her a chance to meet or beat the price, and she will be able to do it. So far, I've not heard of anybody complaining about that. Now, Diana Reason, of course, cares about you and your eyes. Now, Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you all get a discount on your glasses, including your family. Now, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. And remember to give them a call, Schedule your eyeglass, your appointment for your eye exam at 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Some sad news to report. Maybe this will be something that will be able to be taken care of. Don't know, but Rush Limbaugh yesterday announced that he had acute lung cancer.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong when he. I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for going on decades now.
30 years for me. Yeah, 30 years.
You know, he had. He had that week that he took off after Christmas. I knew something that seemed like something wasn't right because he never does anything like that. It's kind of off the beaten track. Well, you know, when I heard yesterday, it hit everybody really hard.
That's right.
Kind of, you kind of forget how important the guy is and what he's done for all of us in talk radio and
you
kind
bet.
Of changed the entire dynamic. Our hopes and prayers for the guy, but the cancer that he has, even though it's advanced, it's not a death sentence. They're doing more and more and more when it comes to lung cancer, and we can hope that the treatment that he receives, and you know he'll get the best, there's no doubt about it, will work for him. And that's what we're kind of hoping for. He's truly a pioneer and somebody that I look forward to listening to. End of the day. And it's not even sometimes live I listen to. It's just sometimes you're on the treadmill. Sometimes you're doing something. Listen to it on the podcast. But, yeah, really hit me yesterday really hard.
Yeah, and even the liberals that were out there were upset about it. There were a lot of good things being said by a lot of people. Okay, well, let's change gears and let's go over to the money side of things here. Tesla, which is, I guess, the more successful of the electric car manufacturers, for lack of a better expression. Yesterday, their stock surged some 20%, and they topped $700 on what apparently was just some sort of bullish move made by the investors yesterday.
A lot of it had a lot to do with people that were short the stock, and a lot of short covering came in, people having to cover their shorts, the people that were betting that the stock was going to go down rather than up. And that's the thing about short selling is that you can be right and you can be wrong at the same time. And that, you know, sometimes things take longer than they're expected to kind of fall apart. And a lot of people out there thinking that this company is just never going to make money and eventually it's going to fall apart. But when you short a stock, you have to consistently do that. And if the stock goes up, you have to put more money and add to your margin position. And or either that, you have to close it out by buying the stock back at a higher price, which would mean because you shorted it at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers right now, what the company's doing as far as numbers, do not even come close to justifying the share price. I avoid anything like this simply because it's so damn unpredictable, and you have to be very, very, very careful with this stuff. The company still hasn't made money. Now, you say it's doing better than the other electric car companies. There really isn't any other sole electric car companies. The other car companies out there, electric cars, and those car companies are actually making money. Interesting in of itself. And you obviously saw during the Super Bowl, some of them are adding more. GMC is bringing the Hummer back.
Yeah.
It's an electrified version. So it's still hard to compete with a lot of these traditional car companies, which are now getting into the fray as well, and the fact that they're still making money. But you take a look at the valuation of Tesla, it's bigger than Ford. It's bigger than General Motors.
Now, we don't know who won the Iowa caucus on the Democratic side, but CNBC yesterday reported, and they did say, that Bernie Sanders, if he won in Iowa, would spook the markets and create a downfall. Well, I'm looking at the futures right now of the markets today, and the Dow is up, the NASDAQ is up, the Standard & Poor's are up, all of them significantly. So much for that thought, huh?
No, I got asked that question yesterday about, you know, it's going to affect the markets if Bernie Sanders wins in Iowa. No, it's not. I mean, it's a different story if, you know, he cleans up at Super Tuesday and blows everybody away. It's Iowa. I mean, it doesn't air. And there's candidates that are very viable candidates that are in the mix that weren't even on the ballot. Bloomberg wasn't even on the ballot yesterday.
Yeah.
He wasn't even on there. He couldn't even vote for him. You know, and he's surging without a doubt. To me, it looks like that whatever they tried to rig yesterday in Iowa, and I'm sorry, that's I think what happened.
I think so too.
Against Bernie, blew up in their faces.
Yeah.
So who knows? But again, they did it last time, but it's a mess over there.
All right. Well, hold on, because we got a caller. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning again, Captain.
Yes,
good morning,
sir.
Chris. Yeah, I wanted to just mention to Chris, I was watching Newsmax today, and I saw Chris on the John on the air with John Tobacco and Frankie Marano this afternoon. But I also have a friend who was a harness horse driver and trainer, and he set the record up there. He got into the business. He started shipping horses all over the country. He's got quite a few dollars in the bank and with some investors that I'm trying to get him to get away from, and perhaps I could get him hooked up with Chris. With Chris.
Watchdog on WallStreet.com is a website.
Yeah, but I just wanted to also, just as I mentioned in the beginning, I saw him on the air with John Tobacco and Frankie Marano this afternoon, and he did a real good job, as he always does,
because
he's the guru of financial investment.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yep. All right, Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the best place to go, right, Chris?
Yes, and I really appreciate your listener. But I think he's biased because he's back up there in my old hometown. That's where I'm from, in upstate New York.
Yeah, you were near there.
Springs. Mm-hmm. I was Gildewin, and that's a beautiful area, Saratoga.
Yeah. Well, so much for the Bernie Sanders thing. It's not working because the numbers are going in the opposite direction of what CNBC had to say. In the meantime, have you noticed more and more women are gaining corporate board seats? However, when it comes to some of the key roles in senior management and middle-level management, they just still aren't getting the jobs. I've noticed that, especially with the big corporations.
I really don't pay much attention to that. I really don't. I'm not a big subscriber to, the whole, you got to have this, these minorities, these genders, whatever it may be.
Well, it should be the best qualified person, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, it's all I care about. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. Is I don't care what color you are.
Right.
I don't care what your bedroom preference is. I don't care what you can you do the job.
Yep.
Are you qualified? That's all that ever mattered to me. And again, I think of that Martin Luther King stuff right there. And that's how it's supposed to be. We are overly consumed with this stuff. And we need to have diversity. No. I need qualified people. That's it. Just give me qualified. Whoever's qualified, they got the job.
All right. Finally, because we're going to run out of time here, Apple's pushed into the TV business. Doesn't look like it's working very well.
It's going to take some time. That's for sure. They need more content. They have the old stuff there. They got to come up with some original stuff.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thanks very much.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out. And when we come back, more with Ron Edwards. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.